Mark chapter 11, or you can follow along in the bulletins where we have the verses printed out for you as always. You'll see we're going to be reading this morning Mark chapter 11 and the first 11 verses. And let's listen now to the inspired Word of God. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it.' And immediately he will send it here." So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing, loosing the colt?" And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And here ends our reading from God's perfect word. I encourage you to keep it open while we study it this morning. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, King of nations, how we pray that you would gather our hearts to you and around your word this morning. Lord Jesus, how we pray that you would give us a simple child's faith, that your word ministered to us by your Holy Spirit is able to draw us closer to you. Lord, we would see you, and we ask it in your name. Amen. Well, no, we're not on a liturgical calendar, and it's not the Palm Sunday just quite yet. You may remember, those of you who have been around for a while, that we spent a good deal of last year studying through the Gospel according to Mark, and that's where we're picking up right now, where we left off last fall. Paul the Apostle reminds everyone in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, that the church of God, which is the household of God, is built on the apostles and prophets. The church is built on the Word of God. That's how God builds His church. That's the reason that our denomination exists, because of a commitment to stick to that Word in the midst of great apostasies away from it. That's why this congregation has existed, lo, these just about 30 years now. And so, those of you who are new, that's why we take time to study the Word of God in an intensive way each Sunday morning. I think it's providential. Everything is always providential, isn't it, since God extends His providence over everything. But I am really glad, let me just put it that way, that in God's providence, and not particularly my scheduling, that the very first Sunday of the new year, we should turn to this particular event in the life of Jesus Christ, in spite of the fact that it's not sort of the usual liturgical year kind of a thing. This is really a beginning in the ministry of Jesus in this respect. Remember, as we've studied through this gospel, we saw Jesus as he ministered in his own territory up there in the land of Galilee. We saw him crisscross the sea and go all the way up to that area called the Decapolis. Jesus, I remember back there, intensively teaching his disciples,
Butterhut. Butter, Butterhut. Bye. Not only Judas, not only Judas, the disciples. You know, they're all going to say, that's too expensive. You shouldn't be wasting that on Jesus after all. I don't say it quite that way, but that's what it means. But she was just extravagant in her love. And Jesus love, and Jesus love, and Jesus ever to the wind and the waves. Shut up. She's doing this for me. And Jesus shows his love, his appreciation for this woman who makes this gift available to him. Like I already mentioned, somebody's going to make a tomb, because he didn't have one of those either. The history of Christianity is the history of people, devoted people, giving small gifts and large gifts and large gifts and large gifts and large gifts to God, to the use of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has need of them. I was sitting, thinking through this sermon, what I would say this morning, and it happens every this year. I don't know. It just happens whenever we get close to a congregation. What's happening? Not what's happening with the big upfront people, but what's in the pews. I'm just always amazed. And I think of all the people who are, you know, maybe they're loaning a donkey, or maybe they're throwing a rope over the donkey for Jesus to sit on and for the donkey to walk. And I think of the people who make the prayer chain go. They're available all the time, and they make all these phone calls, you know. I think of the ladies who make the meals for funerals. I think of the guy who comes every first Sunday morning of the month, and we have Lord's Supper, and he sets up the service for the Lord's Supper every first Sunday of the month. I only the month. For plates for the kitchen. I think of the people who are down in the nursery and the children's church working right now. So you don't have to. You know? I think of the people who put the newsletter together each and every month. You can go on and on and on. You know, I think of the people who work outside just these walls, the people who work in Christian school, our Christian school and other Christian schools, who volunteer their time, the people who go to the prison ministry. Fun, probably, you know. People who work in pro-workies or family guidance and other Chris get noticed. I don't think I'm reading too hard into this text. I don't know the name of the guy who loaned. When that day was done, that guy who loaned that donkey knew that he not just because he got a donkey that Jesus had sat on, that not because of the ownership of the donkey, but because he was pleased to be able to say yes when it was said, need of this. The Lord has needs of all kinds of things. He who owns all things lowers himself to need. I want to chat the first Sunday of the year. Where you been? Where you been with the last year? How's this New Year's Sunday compared with last New Year's Sunday? I want to encourage you. Where's the Lord saying? I do not believe that there's any Christian to whom he's not saying, the Lord has need of this. Big ways, small ways, almost always quiet ways. The Lord has need. Can you do anything better with any of your resources than give them to the Lord? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, you who to whom belong the cattle on 1,000 hills, you who are sovereign over all things, we praise your majesty. We are awestruck at your humility. And how we pray for ourselves that you would give us grace of availability to you. We ask it in your name. Amen. Amen.